counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, it's Cecil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
The countdown is on, literally and figuratively, because we only have a couple episodes left before the end of the year, basically.
There's many countdowns in the works.
They're all that's what we're all about, is the countdowns, right? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, of course. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And Brian's going to let you know what you find if you head on over to the website.
You should go and check it out if you haven't been there recently. It is earshot-online.com, or just search for Earshot in your favorite search provider. It is Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning, and it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the fine staff and volunteers involved in this excellent project. The main part of the website, at least for our purposes, is the National Top 50, the Top 50 most played releases for the week. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, November 29th, 2016. And as well, this is a combination of usually about 30 plus Campus Community Radio stations' top 30 most played albums within their own region. And you can find all of their station specific lists, as well as genre specific lists for electronic, hip hop, loud, folk, roots, and blues, and more. So go and check that out. And there's reviews, interviews, tons of new stuff, monthly and yearly countdowns, and we'll be certainly keeping you up to date on the most played releases of 2016, because that yearly list will be coming out in just a couple weeks, and we'll be bringing you the top 20 most played releases of the entire year.
Awesome stuff. Find us online, earshot20@gmail.com is our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you like some exposure on this show, happy to do that. And we will do it in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So give us a call or email, I guess. I didn't give you a phone number. I don't want to give out my cell phone number.
Go ahead right now.
People calling all the time. Yeah, ringing off the hook.
Just text Anthony.
Yeah. So we have, like we were saying, a couple of weeks left. Then we'll have our holiday extravaganza, which I've received a couple of messages from people who are like, hey, you doing your show this year? I have some suggestions for songs. So
is this year, real?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
People that you harassed.
Well, I don't want to call them out right now, but no, one of them is an employee of UMB, Dave Decker. Exciting. He said he had some, he's from Newfoundland. So he said he had some good Newfoundland Christmas tunes. So yeah. And I invited him to come on the show. I called him out. I said, oh, well, you should just join us.
Yes, exactly.
Like, yeah, maybe.
No, it's always nice to check out some cool new Canadian Christmas tunes every year. So if you know of any out there, be sure to let us know. Shoot us a message, shoot us some tracks. If you're in a band that's producing new Canadian Christmas music, there's a really cool new record that just came into our hands a day or two ago from Quiet Parade that will be sure to spin lots, coming our way via Pigeon Row and Trevor Murphy.
And it's a holiday record?
Quiet Parade. Yeah, it's a four-track holiday EP, including an original tune in there. And yeah, there's always the Ho 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 Canada compilations from the line of Best Fits. So tons of cool new Canadian Christmas music, if you're into that kind
of
stuff.
And of course, the classics as well.
Yeah.
I never let them die.
Never. I always let Anthony get at least one Dolly and Kenny in there. That makes him smile. It keeps him off my back for the next 365 days.
What doesn't make a good Dolly and Kenny song make people smile? All right, well, let's get to the charts this week. Some movement, I assume. We were off last week.
Yeah.
Back at it this week, and looks like there's some jumbling around. Although our top, you know, within the top three, top four, you're seeing some steady, staying steady.
No.
No? Okay, I just made that up. Sorry. What I meant to say was within the top three or four, you're getting you're seeing a lot of similar names, or you're seeing a lot of familiar names here.
No,
a lot of familiar names.
Not at all this week.
Okay. You take it away.
You're right. For the last several weeks in a row, there's been a couple of steady players at the top of the list, but we actually have a brand new number one this week. I guess lots of jumbling around this week. Actually, last week's number one was Tantagak again. I think that would have made her fifth week in a row. But in about 2 hours, we'll let you know who is our new number one this week. You might not guess this one. It's a really cool new Canadian release, but we'll just leave it at that for now. And tons and tons of jumbling. I think only one of our records sits still this week from the week before, and that includes 9 new or returning albums and 2 debuts within our top 20. So about half of our list is completely new from the week before.
All right. Well, we've said goodbye to some albums then,
yes,
I assume.
Yes, of course, as well as Crystal Castles now at number 41, Lisa LeBlanc now at number 25, We Are Wolves at number 29, The Drive-By Truckers are at number 30, and the new one from Bon Iver has fallen off our national top 50, at least for this week. And as well as all of those releases below the top 20, we also have 8 debuts that we'll tell you about in the second hour of the show as well.
8 debuts.
Yeah, lots of new stuff.
It's going to be big. Let's get it started. We'll make our way up from number 20.
All right. At number 20, up from number 25, it is Tons, To Your Satisfaction, from their self-titled debut. That'll be the first track we'll hear this week at number 20. At number 19, up from number 37, the new one from Chocolat on Dare to Care Records, Rencontre Lulu is the name of the new album, and you're going to hear a track called Mars. And then Lip Service by the Darcys, dropping from 10 to 18. Their new one is called Centerfold, and it's onto our show for the first time this week.
I love when a good pun falls into my lap. Tons of new stuff on the way, including this one, To Your Satisfaction. You're number 20 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Your listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Also love the ones so nice.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Lip Service by the Darcys, a new one in the show this week from Arts and Crafts at number 18, down from number 10. And their newest record is called Centerfold. In the middle there, number 19 into the show for the first time is a new record from Shukla. Their first in 2 years is called Rencontre Lulu. It's at number 19, as I said, and you heard a track called Mars. And we kicked it all off this week with Tons. They have a debut self-titled record out in 2016. That is Tons, T-U-N-S, despite Anthony's pun usage of the word if you're searching for the band. And you heard a track called To Your Satisfaction.
So much good stuff to kick off the program and so much more to come. And Brian, I haven't said this in a while, but I have to say it because of one of the albums that you just said. Your commitment and your pronunciation of these groups in their albums. I'm always floored. The French one that you just
French said, I can handle a little bit.
Yeah,
if it gets a little wackier than that, then I just, you know, fake it till you make it.
It's just gibberish. Then I just say whatever I want. Fake it till you make it. I love it. All right, we have a couple more tracks, and then Steven's going to be on the program. You had a chance to talk to Steven this week. I was away, so wasn't able to catch up with him, but you did. I'm sure lots of great music news, and he's happy last night. So we're recording the show, obviously, is for airing on the week of December 2nd. We'll air first on our campus station, Local FM. And on Wednesday, the 30th of November, Toronto FC played Montreal. It was a tied series. Toronto FC pulled through in extra time with two solid goals to put them up 5-2 over Montreal. So they won the whatever series, and
the semifinal now we're going series, to, or the, I guess it was the conference final, I think. Now,
yeah, the conference final, yeah. So they're going to go, and I guess they're playing in Toronto because the other team is Seattle, maybe. I don't know, I don't follow football, but anyway, Steven's a big team.
You should have done some research.
I don't do research for the show.
I thought that I heard somewhere that it was an all Canadian final for the first time ever in the MLS, but I could also just be making that up but I'm not even pretending that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
pretending.
There's an American. No, I know from Steven. I know this. But anyway.
Maybe it's the first time a Canadian team made it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And Toronto FC has not made it this far.
You should not be tuning into the show for your sports.
No, you definitely shouldn't. But anyway, Steven's probably pretty excited about that. So
maybe no doubt. People. Yeah, it was great to catch up with Steven this week. Definitely go and head to exclaim.ca. We're going to do our best, as we do every single week, to kind of keep you updated on the biggest news stories of the week from Exclaim. But it is their best of 2016 coverage launching, so we'll tell you a little bit about that this week, give you a little bit of a hint into some of their favorite records that are popping up. But you can find those full lists and more, as always, at exclaim.ca. And I did talk to Steven about this a little bit, that one of my favorites, one of my guilty pleasures that they put out, and you know, on the show especially, we're all about celebrating music, and you know, we never ever talk about some of the other lists that people put out, like some of the worst albums of the year, et cetera. But one of my guilty pleasures is the worst album covers of the year.
I was just article. About to say, yeah.
And so Steven and I talk a little, just kind of make a mention of that. I would highly recommend going to check it out. You might also, maybe not this week, we won't have time, but my other favorite one aside from the worst covers is the AV Club, which is an offshoot of The Onion, does a worst band names of the year list, and everybody was talking about this yesterday because one of our favorite bands here on the show that's been on in this year is a band from Halifax called Heaven Is Real, and they were on the worst band names list, but I don't think that one's too bad. There are some really, really bad ones, both intentionally and unintentionally, on the list. So maybe we'll have time to chat about this this week or next week. I'll go and get a copy of the list, and we can chat about some of those.
Cool. All right, well, we'll continue the chat, the charts now, and Steven will be coming up on the other side of this.
All right, we have our first debut of the week from Hand Drawn Dracula. It's the new one from Tassiomancy called Do Easy, and you're going to hear a track from them called Claudine. And back in our show this week at number 16 from 22, the summer release from Pup, The Dream Is Over, you'll hear Pine Point.
Oh,
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Fine point where I was born. The roads are all overgrown, and no one's lived there for years. The town was never the same. The mine was closed in 88, and everyone disappeared. In Pine Point, 86, my older brother died when we were kids. His best friend was wasted at the wheel. Oh, in Pine Point, nothing but memories. The abandoned cemetery where we buried our family. And
that was Pine Point by Pup from their sophomore release, their new record in 2016 from a few months ago. It's at number 16 for number 22. It's called The Dream Is Over. And our first of two debuts this week within the top 20 is number 17, Tasio Mansi, with an album called Do Easy. You heard a track called Claudine. And we take another break from our charts here, coming at you from earshot-online.com. That is Earshot, the National Campus Community Radio Report, as we count down the top 20 most played releases of the week from across Canada. That's Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning for some particular reason. And we have another publication in the works with an exclamation mark in the mix as well, more appropriately towards the end. It is Exclaim, and we have Stephen Karlicka on the line, as we do every single week, senior editor at Exclaim magazine, to keep us updated on what's the happenings in music news this week. Welcome again to the program, Stephen.
We're every grammarian's worst nightmare. hates that exclamation mark.
And that's the exclamation mark's official, but you know, in print it has all kinds of extra symbols as well. So
yes, indeed.
All right, so before we get into the music news, this is the time of year I think that we have to mention, because people always want to know, we're into December now, what's the weather like where you are?
still pretty nice. It's like a balmy 10 degrees today.
Oh, beautiful.
It's supposed to be a little bit wet later, but nothing too bone-chilling yet.
Alrighty, well, let's get into the business here, and we have lots of really interesting news to chat about this week, as we do every single week, including some cool new releases coming out in the not-too-distant future. This familiar pairing has been doing lots of touring together over the last little while. I had the opportunity to catch them in Fredericton last year as a part of Shivering Songs Festival, and now they have an album to release.
Yes, they do. You are referring to Mr. Joel Plaskett, iconic East Coast singer-songwriter, who just a year on from his last album, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test, is making his next album a family affair by recording alongside his father, Bill. The pair have announced that a collaborative album titled Solidarity will arrive in February, courtesy of Pheromone Records. Running 11 tracks in length, Solidarity is described by Bill as, quote, a touch of the traditional mixed in with the new, and a lot of the unexpected, arrived at through experimentation. The record's title track, which you can hear at exclaim.ca, is perhaps the truest summation of their collaboration, both lyrically and sonically. Joel says that, I quote, wanted a song Dad and I could sing together that connected our individual journeys and our personal politics. The word solidarity came to mind and didn't leave. Alongside the album announcement, the pair of Plaskets have detailed an accompanying tour in support of the new disc. The Solidarity Tour will begin on March 15th and will take them both across Canada straight through until May. A current list of those dates, which spans, I believe, every province in Canada, with the exception of Alberta and Prince Edward Island. They'll hit a city in each of those, so check out exclaim.ca to see those tour dates, as well as a track list for Solidarity, that album, like I said, out February 17th, courtesy of Pheromone Records.
Yeah, pretty exciting release for the new year. Not all that surprising. Joel sings the praises of his father lots, and he's been saying for a while now he's been trying to convince him to record some stuff with him. So that's one we'll be sure to keep our eyes peeled for in the new year.
Should be really cool.
All right, so that's some music coming out in 2017, but there's some great new music coming out every single week leading up to the new year, and that includes this week with a pretty interesting album drop from Childish Gambino.
Yeah, Childish Gambino, otherwise known as Donald Glover, has been teasing a new album titled Awaken My Love for a while, dropping singles here and there online. Now he's revealed that the vinyl version of the album will be arriving complete with a fancy virtual reality experience. A limited edition version of the album on wax is currently listed on his website, which describes it as a, quote, virtual reality vinyl. We are not entirely sure what that means just yet, but it does boast the 11 tracks over two heavyweight 12-inch records. It also includes a poster and digital download and will run a hefty $59.99 US, but a note does warn that pricing is subject to change as package content is finalized. The delivery date isn't quite finalized yet either. It's currently listed as TBD 2017. Glover has also updated his Pheros app, which now includes a live immersive experience for previously shared single Me and Your Mama. It was created in collaboration with Microsoft and captures Gambino's performance of the song from the live album preview he hosted in Joshua Tree, California, back in September. It's unclear yet what other VR accompaniments will be included with the album, but you can find out at exclaim.ca, where we'll be following the story, as well as at the official website. The album, meanwhile, the non-VR version, will be available on December 2nd, courtesy of Glassnote. You can hear the singles at exclaim.ca.
Yeah, some pretty interesting stuff. People struggle more and more to come up with new and interesting ways to release their records, so there's some pretty cool stuff for you to check out there.
Yeah, we'll see what virtual reality vinyl means.
And so we delve into, as we often do, the news of the weird and wacky. This one's been all over viral social media, so you might have heard a little inkling of this one, but it involves every Canadian's favorite group to hate.
Yes, indeed. If you get pulled over in PEI by police for drinking and driving, they will force you to listen to Nickelback. police in Kensington PEI are implementing this new scare tactic to discourage drunk driving. According to the police department's Facebook page, impaired drivers will be given the usual fines, charges, and license suspensions, as well as a bonus gift of having to listen to Nickelback in the cruiser on their way to the station. Pictured with the post was a sealed mint condition cassette copy of Nickelback's Silver Side Up and the closing message, "So please, let's not ruin a perfectly good unopened copy of Nickelback. You don't drink and drive, and we won't make you listen to it." Obviously, sort of a silly and funny story. You can read more about it at exclaim.ca, but I thought it bared repeating, not just because it's super funny, but also because it is the holiday season. Folks, do not drink and drive.
Yes, absolutely. Please be safe out there. The most surprising part of this story to me is that this album's old enough that it actually had a cassette release and that somehow someone actually had one that was unopened.
Well, the other fun part is that now that there's like cassette store day and that sort of thing, I'm like, wait, is this a reissue?
Right.
Like, did this come out yesterday? Is this a celebration of cassette culture or a condemnation?
I never thought about it that way. So as we are nearing the end of 2016, a pretty interesting year to say the least, and that also applied to music. Exclaim is starting to release some of its coverage for some of the best albums and all those sorts of things happening in 2016. Before we dive into a little bit of that coverage, I do want to mention one of my favorite guilty pleasures is something that Exclaim puts out, and that also came out recently. We're not going to talk about that today, but it was the worst album covers of the year. I'm definitely a big fan of celebrating music, but this time of year, there's some interesting missteps to talk about as well.
Well, the fun is that, you know, that list in particular, the worst covers, they could be albums we love, and some of them are, but Drake's Views is on there. That's a fine album, but it's a terrible album cover. But like you said, we are rolling out our best of the year coverage as well. Both our pop and rock lists, we do a top 20, and we do 20 through 11 and 10 through 16. Did those both this week, and I'm happy to say that a lot of my favorites are on those, including I wanted to give a shout out to an album from each list, one in the second hour. In this hour, I wanted to talk a little bit about Pup's album The Dream Is Over. If you haven't seen that band live, they really toured the hell out of it in 2016. Really incredible growth from their first album, which I thought was a fine debut, but it didn't quite live up to the hype. This one's just such a complete record. You can really hear that they spent a ton of time on the road, really, really wearing their influences on their sleeve and incorporating some some really interesting worldly influences as well. So one of my picks for the year, Pup, The Dream Is Over. Do check out that album.
Yeah, and you just heard that album as well in our last set of music that we just heard in the show at number 16. That one was getting spun by community radio DJs all summer long, and the love continues here into the latter part of 2016. So be sure to check that one out. Be sure to check out all the best of 2016 coverage at exclaim.ca, including this list. And as we mentioned, we'll tell you a little bit more about that one in the second hour, as well as some more music news. So let's jump back into the music here at number 15. It's the new one on Fix Records from Fern, an album called Pause Clope Cool Coma. And we'll be back in the second hour to hear from Steven once more.
Just a cloudy glass, thankful of time.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Monument Builders by Lucille at number 14, up from number 26 is their newest release, which holds the same title. And debuting at number 15, Fern, Pause, Clope, and Cool Coma is the new release from Fixture Records. You heard a title track from that one as well, Cool Coma.
Awesome. All right, three more tracks, and we'll be done the first hour of the program. We're going to give it to you right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in. Number 13.
Another new one into the show is a new release from Elephant Stone, friends of the show, if you will. At least we've chatted with them before. Pretty cool band. Their new one's called Ship of Fools. It drops from number 9 to number 13. Here's a track called Where I'm Going.
Number 12. control yourselves. Relax. Take charge. Put it in. Keep it in. Hold back. Refrain. Yeah.
Shot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was the end of our first 10, and our only album sitting still this week is a new EP from Charlotte Day Wilson called CDW, your track called On Your Own. New Fries in the middle there with a new one called More on Telephone Explosion, up from number 20 to number 12, and a song called 90-Year-Old Girl. And we kicked off that set of three with Elephant Stone at number 13, down from number 9, Ship of Fools, with a track called Where I'm Going.
Fries sound good. Maybe I'll get some during the break.
Okay.
That is the first 10 of the top 20. I'm Anthony Amon, Brian Cleveland also in studio. We count down the top 20 albums from the national top 50 of Earshot-Online almost every week. And we record out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and broadcast here first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can also check out the program on radioforall.net if you want to download or podcast through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks for tuning in, and join us in the next hour. We've got lots more music. Steven's going to be with us, and a host of debuts to tell you about as well. It's all coming up after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.